Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is great to be back in the studio today. Today with Gary Westerman with, tell us the name.
It is One Trust Home Loans.
One Trust Home Loans. And now, Gary, that is something, a lot of folks are interested in a home loan.
Right, absolutely.
Because what's our other choice? Renting?
Renting.
And what's the other choice?
The other choice is living with your parents, I guess.
Yeah, or living in a tent.
Right.
So a lot of people need some information.
Right, exactly.
And we're going to go ahead and get this out there. Tell us the website right away so folks can go ahead and start jotting this down.
OneTrustHomeLoans.com.
OneTrustHomeLoans.com.
Right.
Altogether, no spaces.
No, that's right.
And there, you'll see a link that says "Find Agent," right?
Mm-hmm.
And so folks can click that to talk to Gary Westerman.
Right. Exactly.
So, and by the way, Gary, you say you grew up in Hot Springs.
I grew up in Hot Springs.
Born and raised.
Born and raised. My family was born and raised here, up around Jesseville in that area.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We moved to town, and I married a young lady who's also from Hot Springs. So we've been here all of our life.
Well, you must know a bunch of folk then.
I know a lot of folks.
And a lot of folks know you.
That's right.
Now, that's interesting. Almost every single person that we've interviewed here, at least on back behind the business, has been an Arkansas person. And I think that's important because a lot of our listeners are thinking, is this someone that's been around? Is this someone that knows about our area or maybe what homes and loans are all about right here in our town?
Exactly, because I've worked here all my life, except for 1 year. I was working for a company, and they moved me to Louisiana, and we moved back home because I miss it so bad. It's just a great place to live.
Oh, it is, yeah.
There's a lot, and it's changed over the last few years so much.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been here through the ups and downs and through mm-hmm. I was a young kid when they were still having all the gambling downtown and all that sort of thing. I've seen it all and heard it all.
You've seen it all.
Know a lot of people.
Where did you live in Louisiana?
In Lafayette.
Lafayette, Louisiana.
Learned how to cook crawfish stew.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's a great place to live.
Well, welcome back to Hot Springs. How long have you been back?
Since 1983.
83? Mm-hmm. That's a while back. You've been around.
I was doing loans at that time.
All right, now, before we go any further, I have a story for you. There was a frog that hopped in looking for a loan. Have you heard this?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, now this frog, see, the lower level employee said, "What do you need a loan for?" And he said, "Knickknacks." Mm-hmm. And the loan officer was named Miss Paddywhack.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, she didn't know about it, so she went and asked the executive, didn't know what to do. And the executive said, "Well, my goodness, it's knickknacks, Paddywhack. Give the frog a loan."
I like it.
All right. Well, your loans are not knickknacks. This is loans for homes.
Right. Right.
All right. Now, get us into it because everybody listening may or may not be an expert on this stuff.
Well, the first thing people are going to say is, "Man, mortgage rates went up because the Feds have been trying to curb off inflation, hopefully mm-hmm. not a recession."
Yeah.
However, people need to know that mortgage rates are not directly attuned to what the Feds do on that. Mortgage rates are based on supply and demand. They're tied to a 10-year average of the Treasury. But they can't. So what we've seen over the last 4 or 5 months, they've gone from 3.5% to 4% to 5% to 6%.
Mm-hmm.
So people are concerned about that. And what I'm hearing, I don't think they should be. I think rates are going to level up back off. But people need to remember, and I can remember this almost, but when HUD opened up FHA loans after World War II, they only did FHA loans, and the standard rate was 6%. So I've always been a thing in life. I know if you can get 6% or less, you're in the market. You're doing right.
Okay, so no need to be scared. Is that what you're telling us?
No need to be scared.
If you're thinking about it, maybe now's the time to check on the website and talk to Gary about it.
Right.
Now, Gary, you mentioned some high rates back in Carter's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in the late 80s, and rates were 18%.
18%.
And adjustable rates were 9%. And wow. We were still doing mortgages because most people have to have a mortgage. They don't have the cash to pay for a house.
Yeah.
So you just try to minimize that and do the best you can. But we've had great rates over the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
And I think by the first or second quarter next year, we'll be back then, it'll be in a reasonable rate for folks.
Yeah, rates are up and down and all over the place, but it's like the Sinatra song. That's life.
That's it.
You know, keep a trucking.
Right.
Now, Gary, you say you're in the process of looking for an office, but until then, you're available to meet. You're available to Zoom.
I'm working remotely. I can be reached. We can do Zoom loans.
Yeah. FaceTime.
FaceTime to do all that. And I do have options. I have working with one particular title company to allow me to come in and use one of their offices to see people.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this. A lot of people, the generation now is used to doing everything online. And I think that's great initially. But I do think people, because it's a big investment, it's a big thing you're doing, I think people want to see and touch you and look at you. Especially when it gets into the nuts and bolts of the disclosures and what the loan's about and that sort of thing. So I really like to do that personally one-on-one.
Yeah, and I think it's a good idea too. And folks, I was when Gary walked in here, he's just a big teddy bear. I knew he looked huggable. So
hey, I'm huggable.
You're huggable, are you? Is that what your wife said?
No.
Oh, and hey, what is your phone number? Because if folks have got their pens and papers, right. Let's give that out.
501-282-3758.
All right, one more time.
501-282-3758.
Because if folks are thinking maybe now is the time, why not go ahead and talk about it?
Right.
You know, learn what you need to learn.
Exactly.
Chat with Gary. Or if they want to look at the website, mm-hmm. what else are they going to find on that website?
There's an application.
Okay.
Apply online now. There is a really good app on there. There is a mortgage calculator. They can put in their information, yeah. and it'll give them a rate.
There you go. There you go. Now, imagine, okay, hypothetically, let's say I'm real ignorant about home loans.
Mm-hmm.
And hypothetically, which, by the way, this isn't even hypothetical. I'm really, okay,
right,
I'm confessing.
Right.
Aren't there different types of loans?
There are.
And that's what we need a guy like Gary Westerman to help us with.
Right. There are all kinds of loans.
Yeah.
So there are what we call the conforming loans. And that would be a conventional loan, a VA loan, a rural development loan, or an FHA loan.
So, these are basically avenues mm-hmm. to help you get toward
right.
your goal.
Right. Each one of those loans is designed for a particular consumer client
mm-hmm.
and based on what their financial situation is.
Yeah.
How much cash do they have to put down? Uh-huh. What kind of rate can they afford? What kind of payment can they afford?
Yeah. If you're in the city or in the outskirts or in the countryside. Yeah, sure.
So you have to filter that through the process.
Yeah, sure.
That's
sure.
going on the front end. The other mortgage that is out there, there are some non-conforming loans that are, you can based on your bank statement, based on a lot of different things, and so they're not conforming loans. The one that I'm most heavy in is a reverse mortgage. It's called home equity conversion mortgage.
Okay.
So that's so, but we'll go through all those.
Yeah, sure. And just like everybody has these different folks that you know that mm-hmm. it's a different profession to help you. Let's say I have a sore tooth. I can look on YouTube and try to do it myself, right?
Right, right.
But maybe a better idea is talk to a professional. And
yes.
So that's what you're here for, to help us through.
And I'll say this too.
Yeah.
I preach this all the time. It's best that folks talk to someone local, someone that's established. People can go online with some of the larger, much larger companies and do an online application, but they're more than likely not going to get a seasoned mortgage loan officer that can sit down and look at them and tell them what's happening. They're going to be talking to somebody at a desk. It's taking phone calls.
Behind a computer with some software to try to walk it through.
Right, but they won't get into the guts of what people need.
And certainly not a Hot Springs guy.
Right.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Hey, so let's get back to you. You were born and raised here. Mm-hmm. You said something interesting. If anybody here in town is listening right now and you remember where the old Hot Springs High School is, you were in that building.
I was in that building. I went there for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, 2 years. My junior year was our last year there, and we moved out onto Emory to the new high school, which is now 50 years old.
Wow, now 50.
Now they're going to rebuild out there.
That's right. By the way, all three of my kids graduated at that building.
Really? Yeah.
Or going to that high school.
Right.
My wife is a school teacher. She was one of the first in the brand new middle school. So time moves, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Holy moly.
Telling you also that we, when I went to the new high school the first year, there was not a football field there.
Yeah.
So we played at the Ricks Field, which is behind the Ricks Building, where the Department of Health and the library is. That was our football field.
Yeah, when Gary mentioned that, when you mentioned that a second ago, I thought, there's no field over there. But, yeah, that nice flat land where the Department of Health and the library, so that was the football field.
Right. As a matter of fact, people might remember this, on Thursday nights or Friday nights when Arkansas played at War Memorial Stadium, they stayed here and did their walkthroughs and practices on
is
Friday
night. Is
that
right?
Yeah, so we used to go out and watch the Razorbacks.
So they stayed in Hot Springs before they went to Little Rock?
Absolutely.
Well,
I don't know. It's weird. But
I wonder, I guess they didn't have anything to, no place in Little Rock to hang out, huh? Wow.
Well, you're keeping away from those crazy fans over there.
Oh, yeah, there we are. Now, how long have you been in the loan sector?
Oh, well, since in the 80s.
Uh-huh. Because you mentioned you've done some other things.
I've done some other things. I am a licensed insurance agent. I've been in the title insurance business. I've built houses for about 8 years. I've worked for banks, savings and loans. And so where I am right now, I opened my own company here in 2007.
Okay.
And I recently sold my stock to my partners and gone back on my own. Just because, I'm not old, I'm aged, and I want to focus on doing one particular type of product. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm focusing on.
I see.
So that's why I'm working remotely, and we work well together with my former company.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
It's a good blend.
Well, that's very good. But the important thing to me, it reminds me of myself in college, where look, I couldn't pick a major.
Right.
So
right.
I tried seven. I'm well rounded.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But now you are well rounded.
I'm well rounded.
And folks listening, I'm telling you, what a better way to go. What better way to go is there than an Arkansas guy, a Hot Springs guy?
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, you must know all the areas. I mean,
I know it all.
I mean, really?
Right. Well, for instance, I mentioned a while ago rural development loans.
Uh-huh.
They are 100% loans.
Uh-huh.
And their income, there's an income limit you can make, but it's a good amount.
Yeah.
And so the property has to be in the county. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in our situation, it's probably about 65% of houses are in the county because we're
country.
We're country, and the city limits are not that big.
Yeah. Yeah
so
yeah.
Those are good products for people to get into their first time homeowner.
Sure.
House.
Yeah, sure. Perfect. Sure. I met a tourist last night. This is funny you mentioned this. And she's from Massachusetts.
Right.
First time in Arkansas.
Right.
And she said, is this considered the South or the West? You know, I said, honey, we are Southern here.
And so, they I'll say we're in the Midwest, but we're not in the Midwest.
No. We're good South. A lot of country, a lot of beautiful land here.
My goodness. What a quality of life this place is.
Mm-hmm,
it's got everything you need.
So if folks are looking to live in the city, you can help with that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Helping the country.
Right, absolutely.
You're just ready to help.
I'm ready to help.
Now, let's give the website one more time.
It is www.onetrusthomeloans.com. That's all one word.
Onetrusthomeloans.com.
Right.
And folks can reach you in the middle of the night, too, on your phone?
I'm at 24/7.
No, come on.
I'm telling you, that's what I've done all my life.
Okay, so the phone's ringing, you're going to check it
out? Unless I'm playing with my grandkids, then I might not answer.
Hey, how many grandkids do you
have? Three.
Look at here. I have three as well.
Really?
Yeah, and my fourth is coming in January. I'm going to run ahead of you.
Right. You got it, man. Three's all I can deal with.
Hey, aren't we reminded of why we had kids when we were young?
Oh,
they are so much so active.
Right.
Holy moly.
How old are yours?
My grandkids, they are 7, 4, and 1.
Right.
And, man, it's some type of energy.
Right. Well, we're 15, 12, and 7.
Hey, when?
She'll be 7 soon. The little girl is 6, and she is in charge of everything.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Is it 2 boys and then a girl?
2 boys.
That's how we are.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
Now the 4th one is going to be another boy. Wow. Hey, your 15-year-old, it's not going to be long before they're going to be needing a home loan.
Absolutely.
Can Grandpa help?
He's gotten really quick to go to college in a couple of years, so I can absolutely help.
Woo!
That's
what
we like to do, first-time homeowners.
Oh, that's great.
Helps people out.
Good. Hey, excellent point. So, folks, if you're a first-time, look, this is your very first time, because... You know, folks, you go through. We all go through these chapters.
Right.
We had to rent maybe when we were young. We had to start building that credit, start building some savings.
Right.
So you're ready to help first time. You're ready to help fifth time.
Mm-hmm.
And you also mentioned getting that home equity loan, right?
Right. Home equity loan. People need those.
Yeah.
From time to time, especially right now, people are, maybe they want to repair their house or. Mm-hmm. You know, the economy's been kind of flat, so maybe they need some cash
to
do something with.
Well, talk to Gary, folks, about this. This is an amazing resource. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about, you know, Hot Springs has these great resources.
Right.
You got your crystal mines and spring water. We got folks like Gary Westerman, folks.
Right.
So give him a holler. Find him on onetrusthomeloans.com.
Right.
Find agent. Click find agent. Talk to Gary Westerman.
And one is spelled out, One Trust.
Yeah. Oh, good point. Yep. One, O-N-E.
O-N-E.
It has been great to talk to you. Gary, what do you wish that folks knew or think they need to know right now?
A couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last few years, real estate has appreciated in Hot Springs.
Uh-huh.
So it's now probably kind of flattened, but that's okay. It had to flatten. And they've had that with the sticker shock of higher rates. It's all going to blend back together here very soon. So the future is looking good for us. It really
Super.
Is, especially in Hot Springs. Can I mention reverse mortgages?
Absolutely.
For a second. For 62 and older people, who those folks are baby boomers, and they have probably 70% equity in their house, they can get a reverse mortgage, take cash out, and there is no payment. There's no payment. It's a great product.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Those people need to ask me, and we'll do a consultation.
Uh-huh.
And it's not for everybody, but it's really helps people with their cash flow, maybe with home. Speaking of home equity lines, it's a home equity line that you don't have to pay back.
Isn't that something?
It's an amazing product.
So what I'm hearing is there are lots of tools,
mm-hmm.
and if folks are uncertain or unsure,
please call me.
Get Gary on the phone.
Right.
Plan. If not a phone call, could be a Zoom or FaceTime.
Right.
Or me down at Starbucks.
Can I throw my email out there?
Let's go.
It's G Westerman, so I can spell G-W-E-S-T-E-R-M-A-N, at onetrusthomeloans.com.
Yeah, that's pretty darn simple.
Yeah. Just email
I may email you just to...
Say hello?
I'm going to say hello, and I'm going to remind you of that frog joke I told you.
I like it, man. I'll never forget that one.
Well, it has been great to be here in the studio with you today, Gary. Thanks for coming by. We look forward to seeing you around town and talking some more to folks in Hot Springs about their home loan needs.
Okay. Just have them call me.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.